The volunteer organization Friends of Lake Monroe is working to develop a watershed management plan for the lake. Dr. Sherry Mitchell Brooker is president of Friends of Lake Monroe. She appealed to the Bloomington City Council last week for support for a grant from the Indiana Department of Environmental Management. Mitchell Brooker says the grant would jumpstart the development of the watershed management plan.
This plan would have a watershed inventory. We would reach out to stakeholders to identify their concerns, monitor the streams and lakes. We are working with IUSPIA researchers and faculty and students to do that work, calculate the loads and sources of pollution, set pollution reduction goals, identify critical areas, and then identify potential pollution reduction measures, create an action plan, and this action plan would include best management practices, identify potential funding sources, and this would be the blueprint for the next step as we move forward.
Brooker says her group also plans to develop a tracking system to see how well the plan's goals are being met.
Friends of Lake Monroe is in a good position to work between the many counties that are part of the watershed. There are five counties. The three major counties are Brown County, Jackson County, and Monroe County. 54% of the watershed is in Brown County, and around 25% in Monroe and 25% in Jackson. So we are also working with those communities and reaching out to those communities.
The organization's stated mission is to protect and improve Lake Monroe and its watershed through science, advocacy, and public involvement. Brooker says one way they'll involve the public is through water sampling blitzes.
And these sampling blitzes would be one day in the spring and one day in the fall when 120 people go out and we train them first and they collect a water sample and they do a little bit of measurement in the stream and we process that water sample in a professional lab. And that helps us get a snapshot of what's going on, but the benefit to reaching out to people is really great.
According to Brooker, it's unusual for a lake as important as Lake Monroe to not have a watershed management plan or coordinator. City Council member Dave Rollo asked Brooker, who is a hydrologist, about the potential for improving the lake.
What are the prospects of real improvement in the lake? In your professional opinion, do we have a long way to go, or can we see improvements in the near term with an effective management plan and public awareness and that sort of thing? We've got a lot of users in the lake. We've got recreation, we've got boaters, we've got fisher, you know, people who fish, things like that. What's the prospects of improvement?
I think the prospects for improvement are great, but it's not a quick fix. This isn't something that you can just turn around on a dime. That's one of the reasons to get ahead of the game. If you wait until there's a crisis, and I don't know if you've been seeing the news about what's happening in Florida with the algae, and, you know, by the time you get to that point, you know, it's really tough to turn around and make improvements. So we're trying to get ahead of the game and be proactive. We do have problems now. It's not as if everything's great, but it could be a lot worse. So, I don't think, you know, in the next, you know, in a 1 or 2 year period of time, you're going to see dramatic changes. This is a long-term process that requires a long-term plan. But I do think that there's a lot of potential for implementation of operational changes, best management practices, and other measures that can reduce the amount of pollution that's coming into the lake.
Brooker says her organization has no authority over Lake Monroe, but they hope to influence land management agencies and others towards best practices.
So part of it is making people aware, getting people engaged, and then pointing them to the opportunities for funding to help support improvements.
The City Council took no immediate action last week, but Brooker requested letters of support from the council ahead of the IDEM September application deadline.